It's time to Ask the Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatments on ESPN 700.
Back at Shields, Ask the Expert time. Our good friend, we haven't talked to him in a few weeks. Hope he's doing well. Hope he hasn't suffered any setbacks like many of the NFL guys seem to have done this week. Dr. Mike Holmstrom, he's with us, Tosh orthopedic surgeon. How are you, Dr. Holmstrom?
Excellent. Knock on wood. No injuries the last few weeks. Just been doing life, you know?
Well, clearly then you might be on the availability list for the Vikings or for the New England Patriots. Can you get any throws left in your arm? Can you throw?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'm better at fixing people than throwing stuff.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, Belichick's he's just nuts. He was calling him day to day. I mean, there's no way he's playing tonight. They were talking about 3 to 4 weeks on Sunday. He's got a sprained AC joint, at least that's what they're telling us. And it's in his throwing arm. So what do we make of the sprained AC joint? How bad is it? And is 3 to 4 weeks and approximately about the right time for a quarterback?
Sounds reasonable. The AC joint, that's where your collarbone hooks into your shoulder blade, and there's some ligaments there. The grading system, essentially, did you tweak it a little bit? Did you stretch it some more? Did you completely tear it? From what we've seen, he has a grade 2 injury. Grade 1, 2, and 3 are typically treated without surgery. The biggest difference with grade is it gives you a good idea of when you can return. Grade 1 is the guys that might be back in a few days to a week, sometimes a couple. Grade 2, it's typically 2 to 4 weeks. And then grade 3, it's sometimes a couple months. So I would not knowing his injury, I wouldn't expect him to be back this week, but probably within a few weeks.
Yeah, not even in the NFL can you can't even shoot up an AC joint, can you? If you've sprained your AC joint, you're going to be out at least a week.
Yeah, it's a stretched ligament. You hate to ruin the joint and do more damage by just shooting it up. Unfortunately, at that level of play, that's where you generate your power through. That connects your arm and shoulder to the rest of your body. So a lot of force goes through that joint.
I just read something that says he's going to be active. That does, being active doesn't mean he's going to play. But, again, I don't think the gamesmanship ever stops with Bill Belichick. So
yeah.
He may even have him out there in warm-ups throwing left-handed. Who knows? Yet again, it's another year and another injury to Adrian Peterson. It's a meniscus tear in his knee. They're saying maybe 3 months on something like this. Give us an idea of a meniscus tear, and I know we don't know what the degree of the tear is, but if it required surgery, you're guessing it's a fairly severe tear, right?
It's not necessarily severe. The meniscus is a little shock absorber between the two bones in the knee, between the tibia and the femur. A lot of it depends on what the tear is. Some tears almost act like a hangnail. And those kinds you just trim up. And those are the folks that are getting back 2, 3, 4 weeks later. From what at least the reports I've seen, it sounds like he had a meniscus repair. If you have a tear around the edge of the meniscus, the outer third actually has a blood supply. So we can actually go in and put stitches and fix it. Those are the ones where you're looking at several months, because if you go out and twist too soon, you'll tear the stitches and basically ruin your repair. So I suspect he probably had it repaired, if they're saying, as some of the reports, 3 to 4 months.
If anybody has any questions, the weekend warriors of us, the older guys, the guys that, we're well past our prime now, if they have questions about knees, shoulders, because believe me, I just jog 3 miles and I have to take 2 Advil before I go to bed and 2 Advil when I get up in the morning.
Yep.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give us a call here at Tosh, 801-314-4900. A bunch of trainers, therapists, docs help you out whether you're an athlete now or we're an athlete. Can help either way.
Give them that phone number one more time.
801-314-4900.
All right, very good. That's our Ask the Expert segment with Dr. Mike Holmstrom. Good to have you back on again.
Likewise.
We'll talk to you
again
soon.
Week.
All right, sounds good.